When asked if school safety and protection of students is important, everyone would obviously respond in agreement. At least we would hope so. When it comes to how to achieve that safety, actions often fall prey to debate and a decision. One big mistake is how some consider the school environment as it was yesterday, which leaves it open to becoming a victim of the dangers which exist today. My next guest heads a company which offers schools an effective means to protect students, teachers, and others from an active shooter or aggressive individual. He is the co-founder of Armored One, as well as a sheriff's deputy and SWAT team member, Tom Chiz. Thanks for being here today, Tom.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And website, more info about the services that Tom and his team provide. If you are a school administrator, a council member, local official, certainly a parent as well, armoredone.com. And we have a link over to our website, so you don't have to remember that. This is something that's come up for a debate, too, in school protection in New Jersey, Tom, because we have more and more schools now who are looking to hire, and this is not just in the urban areas, even in the rural areas, really north, central, as well as south, former state troopers, former retired police officers, and install them as armed security, which they think, okay, that's a deterrent because someone who wants to commit a crime, you don't go where the guns are, basically. But that's not always a cure-all, is it?
I agree with you. That is not a 100% solution. There have still been school shootings where school resource officers are working. We can go back to a famous one as in Columbine, where they had school resource officers working back in 1999. So it is still a possibility to happen. It just brings it down probably 70 to 80% chance of an actual shooting, but there still is a chance of it.
And I mentioned, too, the schools, people think of them of the schools of yesterday versus today. Some of these school complexes, even the high school and elementary schools, are as large as some college facilities. So if an active shooter is on one side of the building, your armed security is on the other side, they're right off the bat having to play catch-up. That's not the position you want to be in.
Correct. So just to give you some statistics to have an understanding, when an active shooter begins, and on average in the United States, it's an 8-minute response time from police. Even if a school resource officer is there, it's about a 2-minute response time. But when a shooting begins, somebody is shot, so there's a bullet hole in somebody on average every 8 seconds during an active shooter. So even being 1 minute or 2 minutes away, that is a very big deal. That's 5 or 6 bullet holes per minute going into somebody. So it's very important that you have more layers of protection than just a school resource officer or armed security.
Or as part of your training, it is labeled as you are the first responder, because obviously, and no matter what the case is, the person in the building is obviously going to be there before any safety officials get there, police, troopers, or whatever the case may be. And I was reading to you, you formulated your training based on the history of school shootings. What are some of the consistencies that helped you build the foundation for what the training turned out to be?
So what we've done, we've grabbed retired FBI special agents that specialized in active shooter, Homeland Security, even Secret Service agents, all the places that kept statistics and studied active shooters. And we went through and we dissect each of the shootings on what happens from how the shooter plans out the event to how he begins the event and even how he ends the event, whether it be suicide, giving up, or being confronted by the police. And that way we have a better understanding of what their MO is or their modus operandi of how they're going to move through a school, what they're going to do, what they're looking for, and why they're looking for it. So typically a majority of these are they have suicidal ideations or they're ready to die, and this is their going out in their own glory. They want to go down in infamy. And we study how they do it. That way we can educate people on knowing what to do, how to survive, whether you're barricading a door or you're evacuating out of the school and running away from a school. A lot of people are scared to leave a school because of the shooting in Jonesboro, Arkansas, where 2 middle school students hid in the woods, pulled the fire alarm, and shot at people. But that's actually less than 1% of the time that somebody's going to be waiting outside to shoot at you. So your survivability is at 99% if you're able to get away from the shooting. You can't get shot if you're not in there. So if the shooter's inside, you're safer outside. If the shooter's outside, you're safer inside.
So the fact that the vast majority of the time is just going to be the single shooter. But what you just said, though, if someone is looking for, I guess they call it death suicide by cop because of what the inevitable outcome they're hoping for, to the to the person in the building that makes you think, well, you can't reason with someone like that. How can you talk them out of doing what they're now going to be in the process of doing?
Correct. And there have been people that were talked out of it when they began the process, actual confrontation. And there's times where you have no other choice. And what we're hating seeing across America is that a lot of these school districts are telling people that fighting's never an option. Well, if my kids, and I have six children, my kids or my wife who is a school teacher, she better fight, and she better fight hard for her life and not give up on me and just sit there and wait to die because some administrator told her to. It's her right to fight back. And every state you're allowed to fight back. You don't have to sit there and die. You can use force to stop people who are doing stuff. So to actually tell people that is wrong, and then educating them how to fight back and knowing when they can fight back is even more important than that.
So Tom Chiz, who is the co-founder of Armored One, he's also a sheriff's deputy, SWAT team member. ArmoredOne.com is the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking again, if you're training everything, people always think of the active shooter and the first responder, I guess we use the term again, being the person, one of the people in the building, as a one-on-one situation. But when you look at it from the outside, you're thinking, okay, there's one shooter. There could be hundreds, even more than 1,000 people in the building. So does the idea of strength in numbers come into play?
You are exactly right. I mean, you've picked up on a lot just by seeing what our company does. But in every one of our training sessions, so for schools, we have four levels. We get that because we have elite military, we have Navy SEALs, we have Delta Force guys. We have a lot of experience on our training teams. And what we teach is that it's a team. It's a team effort, a SWAT team. We're not going in alone even on SWAT calls. We go in as a team. And that same thing is with a school. You get every one of those faculty members saying that I've got your back, I'm going to look out for you, I'm going to protect you. Something happens, we're a team and we're going down as a team. That shooter does not stand a chance. They might injure three or four. They might be able to kill one or two on that surprise element. But when every single person is working together to stop that shooter does not stand a chance. And a majority of these school shooters, too, have no experience and no training.
So equally important then, because we talked about the training you offer for the individuals. You do a security assessment of the facilities as well. Is part of that assessment include a communication? Because the faster the building can be alerted that something just is about to happen at exit A, that this training can then kick into play so that when the shooter gets further into the building, he's already meeting the force of resistance.
Correct. So part of the security assessment ideas is to break down the physical characteristics and mechanical characteristics of the building on creating layers of security. So I'm sure you saw where we have our shooter attack certified glass, bomb resistant glass. We have basically security glass that is very difficult to get through. And you can't see it. You can't detect it. So not knowing where that is and creating levels of protection. So if doors are locked, if doors are pre-locked or if they're on magnetic hold opens and they begin to close when an attack happens and fire doors are closed, you're limiting penetration of the shooter and where he's going. So people think that if a shooting started in the classroom, he's got access to 20 kids. Well, he could have access to 1,000 kids, and you're only limiting his penetration into that classroom. That's still a win. Is it awful? Yes, because it's something that we wish we could prevent. Yes, but if it's not preventable and it actually happened, we're limiting what they can do and what the damage is that they're doing by not letting them get around a building, not letting them get to other people. And again, the training portion falls into place because if that shooting starts, people now know what to do, know how to fight back, and know how to survive.
And with that, those elements, too, you're also delaying and slowing down the shooter, letting law enforcement to catch up while the inside provides their resistance via the training that Armored One provides. So, again, it just puts everything on advantage for the intended victim versus advantage for the shooter.
Yes. We had one of our schools, I can't mention the name, but one of our schools where we put glass, we did a security assessment, we did glass work for them on top of training. And what happened was they had a student, a senior in high school who had been expelled, had emotional and mental problems, and also was a drug user and got out of a psych ward, was high on cocaine and went on Twitter or Facebook, one of the social medias, and said he was going to kill kids at school. He took a 12-inch folding knife and went to the school and tried breaking his way through, and the greeter at the front window who's actually behind a piece of bulletproof glass, not bullet resistant, but actually can stop up to a level 8 of bullet resistance. She stood there and was able to hit an alarm, notified everybody there in lockdown, closed every fire door, which was reinforced, and kept the kid at bay for 7 minutes until the police responded. And during his fight to try to get in and break stuff to get into the building, he lost his knife, and police were able to arrest him at gunpoint. And the only person injured was him. And yet our newsreel, of course, showed that glass was broke, student entered the school, but nobody was injured, because we could not let them know what the security measures were, because the next person who tries to go kill somebody at that school is going to start their attack a different way.
Exactly. And this, again, the website is armored1.com. If you're a school administrator, official, elected official, parent, please visit it, because we have all this debate of, well, if you do a little here, a little there, and we're sort of trial by error, and that's not how you build a secure facility for our students, our children. And this goes for elementary, high school, colleges as well. This is just one of those targets where we have to look at with today's reality in mind. And what Tom and his team do with Armored One is they provide you with the realistic preventative ideas, as well as how to react with strength and with knowledge and with the proper steps to take to disarm and extinguish what could be a tragic situation. ArmoredOne.com is the website. He is the co-founder of Armored One, Tom Chiss. Tom, thanks for the awareness you raise first and foremost with the information you present on your website, and for how you help us all realize how we can be empowered to keep those we are charged with safe. Thanks for doing that, for being here.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate being on your show, and appreciate you making people aware of what's going on at our schools and with active shooter.